Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Tuesday, September 29th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news: registration for the 2020 Hardy County Magical Christmas Parade is open. Discounted registration is available at $35 and will raise to $65 after October 30th. You can register by going to hardycc.com. In case you missed it, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced on Friday that the state is moving to its third and final phase of the coronavirus reopening plan. Phase 3 of the plan announces a lift on restrictions for restaurant seating. Restaurants may now serve at full capacity. DeSantis also announced that if a second wave of cases sweeps through the state, no further restrictions will be issued. He says, "If we see an increase, we're not closing anything going forward. But I think if you look at our hospital capacity, if you look at what we did to marshal the latest medications, if you look at what we've done to help with all the PPE and the testing and everything, you know we have the tools in place that we need." Your jobs in Hardy County: First Southern Bank is looking for a bank teller. 1 year of teller service, customer service, and cash handling is preferred. Healthcare Services Group is looking for a housekeeper. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, cooperation with co-workers, and willingness to perform routine repetitive tasks on a regular basis. And Cognitutor is looking for a tutor. A high school diploma or GED is required, and 2 years of tutoring experience is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula, good afternoon. This is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. The National Weather Service in Tampa Bay has issued a flood warning for the Peace River at Zoffo Springs area at State Road 17 from Tuesday afternoon, which is starting now until further notice at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Monday, the stage was 13.6 feet. Flood stage is 16 feet. Minor flooding is forecast. The forecast, the river is expected to rise above flood stage this afternoon and continue rising to a crest of 17.1 feet early Wednesday afternoon. The flood history there, the crest compares to a previous crest of 17.1 feet on July 7th, 1974. Your precautionary actions for you, turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy. Temperature is 82 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 79%. Heat index is 89. Wind southeast at 4.6 miles an hour. Visibility is 10 miles. And the altimeter read 29.91 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly sunny early this morning, then scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms late this morning. Numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 70%. Tonight, numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms in the evening, then isolated showers after midnight. Lows in the upper 60s. West winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming northwest after midnight. Chance of rain is 70%. Wednesday, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 20%. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's have a listen to our Ag News.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A study of this month's Journal of Dairy Science found a primary indicator of lifetime milk consumption is a habit developed during childhood. Regulations have restricted higher fat content milk from school lunch programs, but also saw fewer student participants, resulting in a 14.2% decrease in all milk sold in schools between 2008 and 2017. The study states adequate consumption of milk and dairy during childhood has beneficial health outcomes for growth, development, and reduced risk of osteoporosis, hypertension, obesity, and cancer. The full impact is not yet known, but early September heat appears likely to reduce the size of next year's California avocado crop. Temperatures as high as 118 degrees over Labor Day weekend cause fruit to drop, but marketers say the current crop will be larger than first expected. Farmers say demand has fluctuated during the pandemic, but people appear to be buying more avocados for at-home use. 62 agricultural organizations are calling on U.S. trade officials and Congress to remain in the World Trade Organization. The groups ask to make sure reforms in WTO policy are enacted, including expansion of U.S. access to foreign markets and reducing trade barriers. The North American Meat Institute, Cargill, American Farm Bureau Federation, Animal Health Institute, Produce Marketing Association, and Association of Equipment Manufacturers are among the groups lobbying to remain in the WTO.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The global pandemic has made for a challenging year for livestock and poultry prices. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Michael Nephew breaks down the impact of the pandemic into two events.
One is a demand event, which was what you saw at the end of March with consumers rushing to the stores when lockdowns were first being put in place. And there was retailers with empty meat cases. And we were kind of at that point where a lot of people who don't know much about the food system thought that we might be facing a food shortage. But at that point, it was just a short-term supply chain hiccup.
Nephew says it took time for the industry to transition from food service more to retail, but says the more lasting impact will likely be felt on the supply side of the equation.
You started having those labor issues at the plants, and you started seeing plants shut down and then operate at 60 or 70% capacity. And that also caused a massive backlog of animals that had nowhere to go because they were put on feed. Pork especially, and a lot of our livestock are in this kind of just-in-time delivery system. And whenever the plant shut down or they just are operating at reduced capacity, you have nowhere to send these animals. So it's taken us pretty much all summer to work through these animals, and depending on who you talk to, we still have somewhat of a backlog in certain areas.
The next concern for livestock and poultry producers, recession, and what that could do to long-term demand.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
This is Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Consumer confidence, as measured by the Conference Board, rebounded more quickly last month than most economists were expecting. Seems there's a more favorable view of current business and labor market conditions, as well as renewed optimism about the short-term economic outlook. Home prices rose at a faster pace in July. The housing market showed renewed strength during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index rose 3.9% in July from 1 year earlier. That was up from June's 3.5% annual gain. Stocks off to a mixed start this morning. The market cooled a bit from yesterday's rally as investors await tonight's presidential debate. Markets are also concerned about the November election's impact on tax policy and just how long it might take to determine the winner. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the champions of bubble hockey. Braden Point scored his playoff-best 14th goal, and the Lightning beat the Dallas Stars 2-0 Monday night to win the Stanley Cup and finish off the most unusual NHL postseason in history, staged nearly entirely in quarantine because of the pandemic. Tampa Bay defenseman Victor Hedman won the Conn Smythe Trophy as playoff MVP.
You know, so many emotions, it's not going to be able to... It's going to take months, maybe, to sink in, but... We're going to be champions forever. You know, we're going to be on that cup, you know, forever. And obviously this is the biggest thing that's happened to us in our hockey career.
It's the second championship in franchise history for Tampa Bay. Notre Dame says it has 39 football players in isolation or quarantine as it deals with the COVID-19 outbreak that forced the team to postpone last week's game at Wake Forest. The Fighting Irish are not slated to play again until October the 10th at home against Florida State. This is SRN Sports. Monday Night Football was a battle of unbeaten teams as Kansas City defeated Baltimore 34-20. Chiefs coach Andy Reid noted they held Lamar Jackson to 97 yards passing.
Our defense just was bearing down against what I consider one of the best offenses in this league.
Chiefs 3-0, the Ravens now 2-1. Doc Rivers says he's out as coach of the L.A. Clippers, though he did not specify if he chose to leave on his own or was fired. The Clippers say it was a mutual decision. The move comes about 2 weeks after the team wasted a 3-1 series lead and lost to Denver in the Western Conference semifinals. Defending champion Rafael Nadal has reached the second round of the French Open. Nadal is looking for a record-extending 13th title at Roland Garros and a 20th major overall title to equal Roger Federer's men's record. U.S. Open champion Dominic Thiem also advanced to the second round. In women's action, Serena Williams advanced to the second round. The 39-year-old is a three-time French Open champion. With Esther in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: the world is full of magical things, patiently waiting for our wits to grow sharper. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.